Well, hello there, my miscreants. How are you all? I'm sure that it's a beautiful day outside, hopefully, wherever you all are living. For me, Pennsylvania is usually beautiful. However, this week for me has personally been pretty consistent in terms of the weather being pretty cold, and pretty cold, and pretty cold, and, well, pretty cold. But I really don't mind it, actually. I've gotten used to it after how many years of living here. Also, I love the cold. You know, I like to take cold showers, you know, every single day of the week. I'm that type of person. I am that type of person. Love cold showers. They're like drugs. But anyway, welcome to the second episode of the Remzi and Riles podcast. Hope you're all doing well. This episode will be more focused this time around, you know, compared to the last episode, which was kind of all over the place. I want to delve into the wonderful world of the fighting game community, especially when it comes to the beauty of character speculation. So, you know, whenever a new character is speculated for a fighting game, everyone goes wild in the FGC. Now, as everyone initiated to the FGC knows, we have a new Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Direct coming pretty soon. January 16th, actually. I, along with many others, have been awaiting the proverbial answer to this very question. When on earth are we going to get our Nintendo Direct, our first one for 2020? We don't know what Nintendo's plans are for 2020 as of yet, and for God's sakes, I would love some more news about Bayonetta 3. I don't know, it's been, two bloody years since it's revealed at the Game Awards? Nothing for 2 years. Bloody hell. But out of nowhere, I was waking up this morning having my usual morning wrestle with my wife, Rodica, and I found out, through checking on her Twitter, yes, I like to steal her phone from time to time, that the creator of Super Smash Bros., Mr. Masahiro Sakurai himself, has announced on his Twitter that he'll be revealing the fifth DLC character for the first Fighter's Pass for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate this coming Thursday. Thursday, January 16th. Now, when I found that out, after we had our little wrestle, I went ballistic. I went from being a middle-aged woman to being a five-year-old in the time span of 2.5 seconds. I was jumping off the walls. I was screaming like a bratty schoolgirl. I was profusely punching the air like I was Star Platinum from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I mean, yada yada does it. I was on a roll to getting punched in the face by my dear old Rodica. Now, thankfully, she wasn't annoyed by me acting like a mangy gorilla, as she found my happy tantrum to be pretty amusing, until I ended up soiling my panties in the midst of all the celebration. Yes, I wet myself. Get it all out of your system now. And for some strange reason, I was proud of it. I was proud of me wetting myself. Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. But now, in terms of Rodica, well, she was rolling on the floor laughing. My entire embarrassment, and rightfully so. You could say it was embarrassingly liberating. At least I would say. Now, before you begin to not take me seriously anymore, let's talk speculation. Who is the fifth DLC fighter? What series will this particular fighter represent? Will this character be available right after Daddy Sakurai's presentation? Will Shrek join the franchise finally as the best character in fighting games since Virgil and Leroy Smith? Will Thomas the Tank Engine tank through the competition? Will Charles Barkley dunk his way through the fray? Will M&M's rap through the hordes of smelly Smash Brothers players in-game and out? Do you know what does it mean? Is the moon of tonight is my friend? Will Sephiroth, the owner and founder of McDonald's Enterprises, defeat the terrible Metal Sparkle the Rebel Hedgehog and marry his husband Goro Majima in time for the highly anticipated game of 2020, Yakuza 11 My Male Fantasy? Memes aside, the speculation within the next 2 days is going to be absolutely fun. Although, in the time of this recording, it'll be tomorrow. You see, I wrote this script, you know, 2 days in advance, and then I couldn't really write it in time to record, for Tuesday. So, instead of in the next 2 days, it's gonna be, you know, tomorrow. Until tomorrow. But anyway, so this is going to be fun, and I will get to my predictions and quickie analysis in a little bit. The Remzai and Riles podcast will be right back after a word from our sponsor. Hello, everyone, and we are back. Welcome aboard. Welcome back. Now, I urge all of you that are listening to go to the Nintendo vs. Twitter account and check the tweet that regards Ultimate. I'll read the tweet for you all as follows for those who want to be lazy about it. So, the tweet goes as follows. Join Super Smash Bros. Ultimate director Masahiro Sakurai on January 16th at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for a roughly 35-minute video livestream featuring an in-depth look at an upcoming DLC fighter, which he will unveil in the video. Pretty hot stuff, right? Now, for those of you who are gazing at the lovely photo that the tweet offers, I want you to pay attention to Mr. Sakurai on the lower right of the image. Notice the pose that he is giving off. Notice that he's holding up a 3 on his right hand in a very anime-like fashion. Now, if I didn't know any better, this would mean that he is clearly giving us a hint towards who the unknown character might be. Now, I'll give my predictions as to who correlates with the number 3, and I'll give my reasonings for each. So, when I think of the number 3, I can confidently say that a total of, 4 characters come to mind. I'll start with the first one. Now, if you all know who Crash Bandicoot is, he is a mangy little devil that appears in the Crash Bandicoot series of games. The games involve, running around straight paths, collecting apples, spinning around like the Tasmanian devil, and stopping the nefarious plans of Crash's nemesis, Dr. Neo Cortex. Crash, in my opinion, I think would work very well into the series. I think Sakurai could give him a very unique moveset, utilizing the different crates, his iconic spinning attacks, the different weapons that he uses throughout the games. I believe Sakurai could have plenty to work with his character. But wait, what does Crash have to do with the number 3? Well, not only did Crash recently research back to relevance with the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, containing rather wonderful remakes of the first 3 games of the series, but as, my goodness, as you notice in the box art for the trilogy, Crash makes a very interesting pose. So basically, he appears as if he's running towards you, and he holds 3 fingers on his right hand as he shoots his right arm towards you confidently. Now, Crash's pose and Sakurai's poses are different, yet similar at the same time. Why? Well, it's pretty simple. They both are holding 3 fingers on their right hands. The plot thickens, am I right? Okay. Well, that was Crash. Now, on with the second character. Now, this one is the most requested of the characters, speculated for Smash Brothers. If not the most requested character globally due to a lot of various internet polls that I've seen. This character may seem impossible, but hey, if we somehow got Cloud Bloody Strife for Super Smash Bros. 4, then I am certain that a character like Sora from the Kingdom Hearts franchise isn't very too off from the realm of possibility. After all, Disney and Square Enix is on board with Sora being in Smash. They would, of course, need Tetsuya Nomura's permission, of course, and they did say that demand needs to be high, which it is, obviously. I'm not particularly sure about any Disney content coming with the DLC pack should Sora come to Smash, because of, Disney. I really don't need to say any more than that at this point. Their greediness and their corporate visage is utterly uncanny. If Disney content does come to Sora with Smash, then it would be an internet-breaking shocker, in my opinion. Like, imagine having Sora, and then for his final Smash, Donald and Goofy appear out of nowhere and attack with Sora. That would be amazing, and that would also break the internet. In my opinion, of course. Almost of an internet-breaking shocker, as if Goku from Dragon Ball were to come to Smash. Almost an internet-breaking shocker is that. Regardless, I do believe Sora has a decent chance of getting in. He's very versatile in combat due to the amount of abilities and strikes he can do with his Keyblade alone. Sakurai would have a lot to work with in that regard. The demand is there for the character, on a surprisingly global scale. Well, it's not that surprising. Kingdom Hearts is a widely popular gaming franchise. Sora's fairly iconic. Fairly iconic, although the fact that he is iconic isn't really as important of a requirement to be on the Smash roster nowadays. You know, as Sakurai said with his previous presentation regarding Terry Bogard from the Fatal Fury / King of Fighters series, it is more important for a character to be fun to play as, rather than the character being highly recognizable or not. In my opinion, Sora would be very fun to play, as you can easily get creative with his potential moveset, should he get in. He could be a bit broken, depending on how flashy and combo-heavy he may turn out to be, not nearly as much as the next character I will be talking about, but he will be very fun indeed, and... oh my god, it would be... he would be very competitive. Honestly, I think it'd be more than fairly competitive. I think it'd be very, very competitive. He might be top tier. I don't know. If Sora does come in the Smash, it might be possible. It depends on his moveset. Now, I'll be blunt with you all. I really don't want Sora to be the fifth DLC character for this Fighter's Pass, because personally, there's a character that I want more than any other character right now. And ironically enough, this will be the next character that I will be talking about. Now... and with regards to the character. Now, this character, out of all of the four of my chosen speculatory fashion so far, out of all the characters mentioned in this episode, this wonderful spiff of a man is my most wanted character as of now, besides Shadow the Hedgehog, but that's a conversation for another time. Now, who is this character that I will be mentioning? Well, it's none other than the wacky woohoo pizza man himself, Dante from the Devil May Cry series. Yes, that is right, Dante, the legendary devil hunter himself. I personally think that Dante would be a wonderful fit to Smash. His potential moveset, you know, with his different styles, weapons, devil trigger, I think it'd be a lot of fun to play with. In more ways than one. Sakurai could get very creative with his moveset, even more so than Sora, in my opinion, in very regards. On the other side of the coin, however, he will probably be insanely broken. I mean, he was broken in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Ultimate Marvel 3, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, as disappointing as the game was. Basically, if you were new to any of those particular versus titles, your primary option would be this. Select Dante, win. Yep, select Dante and win. Unless if you're playing Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, then your main option would be to select Virgil and win. Seriously, Virgil, the character is so obnoxious that he eliminates entire teams by himself with very little effort put in. And this is without using X-Factor, let alone his Devil Trigger. But before I go on to a giant rant on Virgil and Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, because that's another topic for another time, let's get back on topic, shall we? Now, Dante would be a wonderful choice for Smash, but he would probably be very high tier at the very least due to the nature of his moveset. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I think it'd be very good. I think it'd be very good. He would be very fun nonetheless, despite how annoying he may or may not be to fight against, depending on how Sakurai takes his moveset. Regardless, he will still be my wacky woohoo pizza man. But now, the question comes to beg... what does this have to do with the number 3? What does Dante have to do with the number 3? Well, I'll tell you. For those of you who follow the Devil May Cry Twitter account, you may already know that a very special game, very dear to my heart, will be coming to the Nintendo Switch. Yes, I'm talking about the Devil May Cry 3 Special Edition. We are finally getting a port for the Nintendo Switch on February 20th for only $20. Not only that, but as told by the lovely Matt Walker from the Devil May Cry dev team, that we need to look out for 3 dates as a show of Capcom's appreciation towards the lovers of the Devil May Cry 3 franchise, especially Devil May Cry 3, which is arguably the best in the franchise, you know, besides, well, the second best. Devil May Cry 5, honestly, in my opinion, is the best in the franchise when it comes to story, when it comes to gameplay, everything, in my opinion. But Devil May Cry 3 is a close second and very, very, very close to my heart. But Matt Walker said we need to look out for 3 dates for something a little bit extra regarding to the Switch version of Devil May Cry 3. Those dates are January 16th, January 30th, and February 13th. Now, notice that I said January 16th. That is also the day that Daddy Sakurai will be giving his presentation on the next Smash DLC character. Coincidence? It may be a coincidence, it may not be a coincidence. It's possible that Matt Walker may have hinted towards the possibility of Dante's inclusion with the drop of that date, in accord with DMC3. It's possible. In another recent interview with Brian Hanford, who is the lovely voice of V from the recent installment in Devil May Cry 5, he was commenting on Smash Brothers and its DLC, but may have accidentally revealed a bit too much information, as he says, and I quote, "To be a part of Marvel vs. Capcom or Super Smash Bros. Would be huge, which is what Dante is going to be." Yeah, it may have been an accidental breach of contract, it may have been a joke or whatever, but it may have been a breach of contract if it turns out that we will be getting Dante. Now, for those of you who follow the Smash leaker community, a specific insider by the name of Sabi may come to mind. Now, I'll warn you now, you need to be careful when it comes to these leakers, per se, as it is very important to take their word as a grain of salt until whatever they say is revealed officially, no matter how impressive the leaking track record may be. Sabi did deconfirm Dante for being Fighter Number 5, as well as a slew of other characters and companies, but do not take his word for it as law until official information is revealed. Seriously, I cannot stress this enough. The amount of random 4chan posts that I have seen claiming to know what will happen is honestly very tiring, cringy, and annoying to keep encountering, let alone very sad. I'm tired of it. It's funny, but I'm tired of it. Unless if there's concrete proof available, any speculation regarding the Smash DLC is just that. Speculation. Until official information releases. And that is all I'll say on that. In conclusion, in regards to the Dante, I think it'd be a very cool and unique addition to the Smash roster, and would make my wild dreams come true to play and compete as the wacky woohoo pizza man himself. Okay, so now that we have Dante out of the way, there is one more character that I want to mention in regards to the number 3. There is another character who is not only third party, but has massive ties to Nintendo. This crazy individual is also having a third installment to the series that he stars in, exclusively to Nintendo Switch this year. This crazy otaku assassin with a giant bean katana is none other than the No More Hero himself, Travis Touchdown, from the No More Hero series. I personally am a huge fan of Suda51's work, especially with his work with the No More Heroes franchise. I also have a tad soft spot guilty pleasure for Lollipop Chainsaw and his free-to-play game, Let It Die. Free-to-play. Oh my god, I messed that up there. His free-to-play game, Let It Die. I played it a little bit, and it's quite interesting. Although, I didn't prefer Killer is Dead all that much, personally. I don't know, the gameplay was a bit, it didn't really speak to me personally, you know, as much as, you know, Lollipop Chainsaw, No More Heroes, Let It Die, you know. But anyway, in regards to Travis Touchdown, he would be in strong inclusion to the franchise, in my opinion. You know, with his beam katana techniques, his power-up techniques such as the blueberry cheese brownie, his various wrestling moves, he has more than enough in his arsenal to be a very unique character. Sakurai could have quite a lot to work with, and he could be very fun. He could be very, very fun. I can imagine him already having banter with a lot of the cast, as a matter of fact. Imagine Travis having banter with characters like Sonic, Bayonetta, Terry, Politana, Peach, Snake, Fox, Samus. Oh, my imagination is running wild. Obviously, they wouldn't banter in-game, but you know what I mean. But yes, with No More Heroes 3 on the horizon, and a recently surfaced picture involving Sakurai taking a photo with Suda51, with Suda holding his hand up showing three fingers, similar to what Sakurai was doing in the latest post, I could definitely see a reveal for Travis Touchdown being the fifth and final DLC character for the first Fighter's Pass. Now, the whole picture was with Sakurai and Suda51, that could may as well be a joke, I don't know. It could may as well be coincidence, obviously not a joke, you know, obviously Sakurai and Suda51 are friends, obviously. I'm assuming, I'm not them, But that picture could be a hint. It may not, but the possibility is still there. I think Travis would be a fine inclusion if I do say so myself. Now, before I end this episode of the podcast, a few things. In terms of the Smash Direct happening on the 16th, I will be covering that in the next episode. It will be a full-fledged episode, not a bonus one, so I will cover my thoughts on the Direct, my predictions for the Direct on Thursday, the fighter being revealed. That made no sense. I hope. Let me reroll. But yeah, so my predictions for the Direct on Thursday, as the fighter will be revealed. Sakurai will showcase some history, with said character. He'll show off the moveset, the stage, the music selection, and of course, the date of when we'll get our hands on this mystery character, which will probably be after the Direct. At least, that is what I hope, personally. I also predict that Sakurai will give more info on the next slew of DLC characters, and he may or may not reveal the next DLC character coming after the first Fighter's Pass is complete. After that, he'll probably showcase some info of what features may be coming for version 7.0 of the game. Along with the balance patch, my hope, personally, is that they buff Bayonetta, and she is my main in the game, with Sonic being my secondary. Along with Bayonetta not being able to kill despite her damage output in combo game being arguably one of the best in the game. But also, Sonic's hitboxes on a lot of his moves, specifically his up aerial attack, are just completely out of whack. They're completely inconsistent. You can literally use Sonic's down B spin charge and 5 times out of 10, the opponent will just fall out of it randomly out of nowhere. And it's a multi-hit move. It should not happen with a move like that, and it is very annoying when it happens. Anyways, those are my predictions. Also, if you'd like to support the show, there's a link to where you can do just that. And if you go to anchor.fm/RYLESpodcast/support, you can do that if you choose to do so. It would really help out the podcast. Also, a quick shout-out to Zachary Chan. He is the co-creator of this podcast, and this show would not be possible without his help. You can check out his Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, and DeviantArt, although be quite careful when it comes to his DeviantArt, because he does post, NSFW art. So, if you're into that, go for it. If not, well, just be wary. He's a very talented artist, by the way, so I recommend checking him out. He recently also made a Patreon account as well, so if you'd like to support him that way as well, check him out down there as well. Well, that's it for the Remzi and Rouse podcast. I hope you all enjoyed. I'm still fairly new to the whole podcast thing, so still trying to find my voice and all that stuff. But I'll find it over time. I'm so glad for you all, that are following me, old and new followers, just bearing with me on this journey. So yes, I hope you all enjoyed, and in the next episode, like I said, I'll be giving my thoughts on the Smash presentation, as well as my initial first impressions on the new character, if Sakurai decides to release the character after the Direct, like the beautiful madman that he is. Anyways, this is Remzi and Ryle signing out. Teedle, teedle, teedle! Also, let me know if you guys like that, teedle, 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 that little outro that I like to do. If you guys don't like that, or if you guys have a new, maybe have like a recommendation of what I should do instead, bounce off some ideas if you're interested. But yeah, teedle, teedle, teedle!